WSECU isn't just one of Washington's best credit unions. We're the only credit union to be on the Forbes Best in State list 5 years running. Why? Because we put you first. Lower fees, early paydays, financial guidance, and service second to none. As a member-owned cooperative, we love Washington as much as you do. From the Olympic Mountains to the rolling Palouse. Join us and discover how much we care about your financial well-being. Because what we really do best is invest in you. Stop by, say hi. We're WSECU. Let's credit union.
Hey there, awesome humans. Welcome back to The Stoic Life, your daily dose of calm confidence in a world that's anything but. I'm your host, Logan Cruz, and let's be real, we've all been there. That feeling when you just want to scream into the void, right? Maybe it's traffic, a frustrating email, or even something seemingly insignificant like spilled coffee. Anger, it's a universal language, but not always one we speak gracefully. Today, we're diving deep into understanding and managing anger and aggression, because let's face it, those fiery feelings can either consume us or fuel our growth. First things first, why is this so crucial? Because unchecked anger can wreak havoc on your relationships, your health, and even your career. It's like that one unruly houseplant. If you don't tend to it properly, it takes over the whole darn room. But here's the good news. Anger isn't some uncontrollable monster. We can learn to understand its triggers, navigate its waves, and ultimately harness its power for good. So, here are 5 key takeaways to help you chill out and conquer those angry outbursts. 1. Recognize your triggers. Ever noticed how certain situations or people seem to push your buttons? Those are your anger triggers. Pay attention to them. Is it a specific topic, a particular time of day, or maybe even certain words that set you off? Once you know what sets you off, you can start developing strategies to avoid or manage those situations better. 2. Emotional awareness is key. Think of it like this. Your emotions are like waves crashing on the shore. They rise and fall, but you don't have to be swept away by them. The key is to become aware of those emotional waves as they're happening. Notice the physical sensations that accompany anger, the racing heart, the clenched fists, the tightness in your chest. This awareness gives you space between feeling the emotion and reacting impulsively. 3. Don't fuel the fire. We all know saying things we regret happens when anger takes over. It's like a wildfire once it starts, it can spread quickly and cause destruction. Think before you speak, take a deep breath, count to 10, or even step away from the situation for a few minutes. This gives your brain time to cool down and process those emotions rationally. 4. Channel your energy. Anger isn't inherently bad. It's a powerful emotion that can be channeled into positive action. Think of it like this. What are you truly passionate about? Is there a cause you believe in, a project you want to tackle, or even just a personal goal you've been putting off? Use that anger as fuel to drive yourself forward and make a difference. 5. Practice self-compassion. Hey, we're all human. We're going to mess up sometimes, and that's okay. The important thing is to learn from those mistakes and keep moving forward. Be kind to yourself, acknowledge your feelings, and remember that you're capable of growing and evolving. Now, let me share a real-world example. Picture this. You're stuck in traffic, late for an important meeting, and the person in front of you is driving ridiculously slow. Your mind starts racing, your blood pressure rises, and you feel that familiar surge of anger bubbling up. But instead of letting it take over, you take a few deep breaths, acknowledge those feelings of frustration, and remind yourself that this situation is temporary. You listen to your favorite playlist, use the time to mentally prepare for your meeting, or even call a friend for a quick chat. By choosing to respond rather than react, you turn a potentially stressful situation into an opportunity for calm and self-awareness. So remember, managing anger isn't about suppressing your emotions, it's about understanding them, learning to navigate them with grace, and ultimately harnessing their power for good. Take those 5 takeaways, apply them to your daily life, and watch as you transform from a firecracker into a beacon of calm confidence. Don't forget to share this episode with someone who could use a little stoic wisdom in their life. Let's spread the calm, and join me tomorrow for another dose of the Stoic Life. Until then, keep your cool and rock on.
This podcast is powered by AI to bring you daily affirmations and positive vibes. If you're enjoying it, please rate and review to support the show.